Hello, my name is Chris, and I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Kern County. First of all, are you registered to vote in Kern County?
I think so.
Thank you very much. And is this Jeffrey Double?
I think so.
Thank you very much.
How do you know?
Oh, well, all of our numbers are randomly generated by voter computer databases in your area, so maybe that's why. Now, to begin...
That number's unlisted. You have my name. So I don't know where you get your information.
From voter databases in your area. We're an independent research company, by the way. Now,
go ahead. How can I help you?
Thank you. Now, we know it's a long way off, but what are the chances of your voting in the election for president, U.S. Congress, county supervisor, and other offices on November 5th? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50 or don't think you will vote? Thank you. And is that an almost certain or probably?
100%. It's not almost certain. It is certain.
Thank you very much. Now, thinking about this past elections in Kern County for local offices like county board or of supervisors, do you always vote most of the time, only vote some of the time, or do you not vote on those races?
I vote my party on those races.
And is that always vote most of the time? Or only vote some of the time?
Say it again?
And is that always vote most of the time, or only vote some of the time?
I always vote.
Always vote. Thank you. And generally speaking, do you think that things in Kern County are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track?
It's always the wrong track.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings toward each one as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, please say so. The first one is Letitia Paris.
Never heard of her.
Thank you. Then we have Akeem Salas.
Definitely never heard of him.
Gavin Newsom.
You're making my blood pressure go up.
This is just, we want to know how you feel about each person.
What's the worst one you've got?
We have somewhat unfavorable and very unfavorable. How should I record your answer?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. Then we have Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris is not a state. You said this was local and state. That's federal.
Well, for this section, it's just some public figures.
When you were doing the locals and like that, that's okay. Now you're on to the presidential race, and that's a very divided race. So now you make me think that you're either working for Donald Trump or Kamala Harris, that you're working for the Republicans. You're not independent. You're working for the Republicans or the Democrats if you're asking me those questions, because that's what they want to know. Is how the people feel about that. So I don't like contributing to the polls for the presidential candidate because then they use those numbers to influence voters. You know what I mean?
I understand, but yes, we are an independent research company, and we're located in Miami. We're called National Research.
Okay, here. Let's just look at that a different way. Do you get paid to do what you do, or are you a volunteer?
No, I get paid.
Okay, so when you get your paycheck, what does it say up in the upper left-hand corner?
We are not told, so we don't influence your opinions.
You know who pays you, right?
No. We're paid by Metro
Region. Yes, it has it on your check. On the check you get, it says there who's paying you up in the up on the check. It'll say the Democrat Harris Fund or it'll say something up there.
No, sir, we're not told, so we don't influence anyone's opinions. We are paid by Metro Research.
You have to get it. How do you get paid?
By Metro Research, an independent research company.
Yeah, I don't think so. Just don't think you're independent.
Well, thank you very much for your time, Ben. Have a wonderful day.
Yeah, okay.